The Lord is good, I know that, and I appreciate Brother Jeff asking me to come back. I guess it's maybe been over a year since I've been able to be back this way, but the same Lord I had last time is with me today, and he's been good to me since I've been gone. And Brother Jeff lets you know I have another baby now, and quite a big difference. It's a girl, and I'm learning, and she's teaching me, but I'm from a family of all boys. I think there's about 12, 13 boys and one little girl that's about 30 years old in our family. The rest of my whole family's boys. And so having a girl really come out shocked to me. And matter of fact, yesterday my wife said we went over to the mall and she wanted to get her ears pierced. And all boys, we never had our ears pierced. So, you know, and it was quite a sight there to see her getting her ears pierced. But I appreciate the Lord. And once again, the Lord blessed me with another child, which the world says I couldn't have children. Said my wife couldn't have children. Said we'd never have. If we did, they wouldn't be healthier, this and that. And she's beautiful. My son's beautiful. And I just keep believing the Lord and not listening to the world. And, you know, and I'm good now, though, and I hope the Lord knows I'm good. I don't need any more children. I'm settled. And But whatever the Lord wants, we'll take care of it. But I appreciate being here. I love Brother Jeff, and he truly is my best friend. We don't get to spend a lot of time together. The Lord takes us different ways, but it's special when we get to serve the Lord together and be together, and I appreciate the Lord for that. If you would, turn your Bibles over to Titus. The Lord pulled a fast one on me. I'd been studying somewhere else, and the Lord just changed my heart this morning, and I don't rely on me anyways, it's the Lord. If the Lord ain't in it, I might as well sit down this morning. And we'll be over in Titus in chapter 2. We're going to be starting in verse 11. If you would, stand to your feet. You just have to stand for one verse. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Let everybody get there. Bible says in the 11th verse, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. You can be seated. I was thinking about that this morning. Brother Jeff seemed like he was really glad to be saved today. And on the way over, my son asked me, was I happy that I was saved? Or said something in an aspect of that. If I died, did I know I'd go to heaven? And how'd that make me feel? I thought it makes me feel real good.
Yeah.
Makes me feel real good this morning to know I'm saved. And I thought about this verse this morning. He said, for the grace of God appeared to salvation, appeared to all men. I'm glad that day he didn't stop when he was passing by. I'm glad that day when I was in that little church over there in Douglasville, I was way in the back. You know, I didn't even come to see Jesus that day. I didn't come to get saved. I didn't come to meet the Lord. I came because I had a mama that was praying. And she asked me, it was Easter, and she said, would you please come to church with me? And I didn't wake up, Jeff, say, I'm going to church today to meet Jesus. I didn't come that way. I went because my mama asked me and because I was tired of my mama asking me. And I lived, of course, with my mama, so you go and it makes things better, so I went. But did I happen to know that day the Lord would pass by my way? I was in the back. I couldn't tell you what the preacher was preaching about, but all I know is, my heart began to pound. Began to pound. And I knew the Lord was all over me. And I thought, man, I am so glad now. I was telling the other day when I was preaching, I'm almost going to be saved longer than I've been alive. To me, that's awesome. I mean, that's what I think about. I'm fixing to start living longer saved than it had been lost. A lot of people can't say that today. And I thought about the Lord, though, passed by my way that day in that church, and I wasn't looking for him, but he was looking for me. And that's amazing that he appears to all of us. You know, he don't care if you're white, you're black, if you're a lady, if you're a man, boy, child. The Lord appeared to all of us. As one writer said, he'll knock, but we got to open up and let him come in. And you know, you think about it, say, well, they're too bad to be saved. Somebody's wrong there. Or they went too far to be saved, Brother Jeff. Well, the Lord said he'd come to all men.
Yeah, that's right, Brother
You know, that's up to the Lord, not up to me and you. He said, go out into the highways and the byways and compel them all to come in. And that's where we're living at. We need to get the gospel out to everybody. Yeah. And no, you say, well, they're drinking or they're doing this. They're the ones that need to hear there's a different hope. There is a different way. There is a different life. That God is real despite what the world says. I know the world will tell us that God don't live. Or we don't need God, or God ain't good enough, or God don't do this. But they ain't came and walked with God. Yeah. They haven't came and prayed with God. They haven't let God pass by and fill their hearts up where you can't contain it, that you just weep like a baby. They don't know the Lord. Yeah. They speak of Him, but they don't know Him. We that are saved, we know the Lord. Yeah. You know, I know the Lord can heal the sick. I've seen Him do it. I got a mom that's supposed to have been dead a long time ago, like 10, 11 years ago. She's still alive today. They said, no way. She's ate up with cancer. She'll die. She's still alive, still praising the Lord, still giving glory to God. She's still alive. I have two beautiful children. The doctor said, if they ever come, they'll be this or they'll be that. They won't be normal. There's no way. They're absolutely normal, beautiful, awesome children. How? Because they didn't know the Lord that I knew. They didn't know that I wasn't trusting in the doctor. I was trusting in the Lord. The Lord makes the difference. Luke was asking me, what's the deal? I said, Luke, the only difference between me and the worst man in the world is Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's it. If he meets Jesus, he'll be as good as I am in Jesus. There's no difference between us unless we have the Lord. That's the difference. And the writer here said that the Lord appears to all men, but he said, there's a reason of this, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I thought about this. Y'all got me homesick singing this morning. Boy, y'all were hungry to go home this morning. In your choir and in the singers and the lady who sung the song by herself. I just got to the Lord. They some hungry people to see you this morning. We want to go home, don't we? I was preaching last week at a church and I told them, you know, I'm getting wore out of this world, Jeff. The world's getting on me, you know. I told him it wouldn't bother me if I got done preaching and the Lord appeared. We went home. It wouldn't bother me a bit. It wouldn't bother me to wake up in the go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, look around and be in heaven. That'd be all right with me. You know, I want everybody can go with us to go. I want everybody to be saved and be saved. There's going to be a day that the Lord is coming. There's going to be a day the Lord will come. Because everybody that can is going to be saved. Everybody that wants the Lord is going to have that opportunity. But sooner or later, the Lord's going to come. The writer says it. I want to go back to verse 12. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. When? In this present world. In this present world. This ain't a popular scripture at most churches, Jeff. A lot of churches don't like this because it's not how you live over there. It's how you live here. You see, how you live here determines how it's going to go on over there. You see, a lot of folks want to live any way they want to here, and then hopefully they get in over there. But God didn't make it that way. He said, we don't live like they live here. We're different. We're not like this world. We're not of this world. This ain't our home. We're passing through. We're not laying no hold to nothing here. God said, don't live like this world. Live like the world you're going to live. Live like you love the Lord. Live like you know the Lord. Live like you're saved. You're washed in the blood. Live like you love the Lord. Don't get caught up in this world. Say, brother, can we? Easy. It's so easy to get caught up in the snares of this world. You know, it's hard if you work on a job. Most of the people there are not saved, and most of the people act like the world. You act different, guess what? You're going to stand out. Like it or not, you're going to stand out. I was telling the church last week, if you're the most popular person around your work or your school, there's probably something wrong. There's probably something wrong. If everybody thinks you're the coolest, the greatest, and wants to be with you, there's probably something wrong. Because that's of the world. See, the Lord said, live in this present world like you love me. Not like the ungodly. How's the ungodly live? Everybody knows. Teaching us He said, once that grace appeared to me, once that grace saved me, once I was baptized, washed in the blood, I'm a different creature. I'm not the same man I used to be. But does it all change in an instant? Maybe for some, maybe not. But there's a learning period to walk with the Lord. But I know this, you ought to be closer to the Lord today than you were yesterday. I know that much. And you ought not love the world. You ought to love Him more than you love anything. How do you know that? Because He said, once He passed by my way, once He touched me, once He saved me, once He washed me, I no longer was the same. I was changed. I no longer loved the things I used to love. I'm no longer that old person. There's nothing I want back there. Paul said everything we want, Jeff, is a forward. Press on towards the high mark. Pick up your cross. Carry it daily. Don't look back. Never looking back's helped anybody. Anything back there, anything happened yesterday don't mean nothing today. Whatever went on last night don't mean anything today. God's grace is sufficient every day. It's renewed every morning. He's as good enough today to save you as He was yesterday. His grace is sufficient for all your needs today. Preacher, you don't know what I did. No, I don't, but He does. And He's already fulfilled the commitment to love you, hold you, and just be there for you and cover that sin. He's already made a way for all that. All you got to do is confess. And that's the hard part. Confess to the Lord our sins. He is faithful and just to what? Forgive us of all of our iniquities. He is. He'll do that. But you see, God always wants us to make an effort. You know, we live in a society where we just want to lay back and let everything come to us. And God said, it's time for us to stand up and make a difference. And make an effort to show Him. You know, if you show the Lord you're serious, the Lord will show you how serious He is. I don't know, a lot of people ain't never got serious with the Lord. Yeah, but I know some has got serious with the Lord. And they can't quit smiling all the time. They can't quit testifying. They can't quit telling how good God is. You know why? God got real with them. But they also got real with God. They started praying like they're supposed to pray. They started going to church like they're supposed to go to church. They started being faithful tithers like God said be. They started being real and looking different. And people on the job made them say, hey, you don't act like you used to act. Amen, I don't.
That's right, brother.
You know why? Because I ain't what I used to be.
That's right.
That's the difference we ought to be in this world. Why you say that? Because the Bible said He's taught us to live, teaching us that denying ungodliness, denying. You know what denying means? No. Just say no. Say, the devil won't listen. Yeah, he will. You tell him no in the name of Jesus, he's got no choice. So does that work? The Lord said it did. I mean, you know, the devil has his way because we ain't got no backbones. You know, hear me out for a minute. All we got to do is rear up on that devil one time in his face and remind him who we are. We're children of God. Our God made the heavens and earth. Our God said that He can do all things. He said He's the beginning and the end. He's everything in between. Our God said He's already told us to battle. He's already said, devil, you know you've lost already. All we got to do is just get bold, stand up and say, devil, get behind me in the name of Jesus. I live for the Lord. I'm not going your way. I mean, we got to get bold against the devil. You know why? Because the devil is running to and fro, doing what he wants, Jeff. Destroying homes, destroying marriages, destroying schools, destroying everything in the world. The devil's trying to get all he can. You know why? Because he knows the time is coming. The time is coming. It's getting closer today than it's ever been for the Lord to come and get us. And if we've ever needed to be right with the Lord, it's now. You know, all this financial stuff going on, and, you know, it hurts everybody. And I feel for people whose 401ks are getting ate up, and especially seniors that are about to retire and things like that. I know it hurts, but the Lord said, trust in me.
Yeah,
you know, it don't just not affect everybody. I mean, I've lost $10,000 or so in the last 2 months, but the Lord said, trust in me.
Yeah.
The Lord said He's never seen the righteous begging for bread. The Lord said, just hold on to my hand. It's going to be all right. You know what? When we act shocked about what's going on, we ought to be reminded to our Word of God that said these things would come. You know, it's not something that God didn't tell us about. He said times are going to get rough. He said, the world's going to get worse and worse. And the men are going to love men more than they're going to love me. That's what God said. The world's going to live any way they want to. I think the world, there's more people don't love the Lord in this world today than there are that does love the Lord.
Right.
And the Bible said it'd get that way. You know, you're different people today. Now, you know, if everybody in the world loved the Lord, we couldn't have a big enough church for everybody to go to.
Right.
And the Bible says that hell's enlarged every day. But heaven says it stays the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly what he said it was. It don't get a bit bigger or a bit smaller. I reckon the Lord knew who would come, didn't he? He knew exactly how many chairs to have at the table. The Lord knew, didn't he? But this world is getting worse. You know, one thing that someone asked me, aren't you afraid to have a two-month-old growing up in this world? I said, well, I'm more afraid to have a two-month-old baby girl growing up in this world. Does it bother me? Sure, as a father, as flesh, yeah. It worries me. But in my spirit, I know the Lord said he would protect my children. And I believe he would send a host of angels if he had to do his job to protect my children. So, well, do you believe that really? Yes, I do. I believe that God would protect me, my household, my family, and my children. Do I wish this world was better? Sure, we all do. But I also remind myself this isn't my home. I'm only passing through. The scenery is not as pretty as it once was here. It's getting worse every day. But as worse the world gets, God gets even better. I mean, you know, when it's really dark, you can always see that light, can't you? And God is starting to be brighter and brighter in the world. Though the world is darker, God is greater. Though the world is upside downwards, God is still the same. Though I may have zero in the bank, God still has all for me up in heaven. Though things may be going just unbelievably bad, God is still faithful. His joy is still enough. His grace is still sufficient. His love is enough. His mercy is enough. It's only, though, if we believe that. You know, people that don't know have Jesus right now, man, I don't know how they're making it, Jeff. I do not know how they get up in the morning without the Lord. I would be afraid to live in the present world without the Lord in my heart. Most days, he's all that's good anymore.
Yeah.
Other than your family. You know, you have to make a point to wake up and think about the Lord. If you turn on your TV, you're in trouble. If you watch the news at night, you'll go to bed worried.
Yeah.
But if you go to bed, read your Bible and pray, you'll go to bed with a smile on your face. You wake up in the morning and read your word and listen to a praise and worship song or sing a song to the Lord, you'll drive to work with a smile on your face. And they'll say, do you not know what's going on in this world? And you'll say, I know exactly what's going on. So how do you smile? It's he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. How do you smile? My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How do you have joy? He fills me up. I don't know. How do you do it? I don't know. He does it.
Yeah.
I just glorify him. I praise him. I worship him. I do what he tells me to do. And he does the rest.
Yeah.
It's good to be saved.
Yeah.
Bible said, after he teaches me the worldly lust, we should live soberly. Now, I'm sure Jeff's done told you that. Righteously and godly in this world. If you don't get nothing out of my message, I want you to get this in this world. You see, we're some of the only people that some people's going to see Jesus when they see you. You're it. You're all they're going to see. They may never go to a church, but they'll see you maybe reading your word at lunchtime. Maybe they'll see you listening to music on the radio if you're young in here, listening to gospel music. Maybe they'll see you. Or maybe they'll see you, your neighbor next door, and they'll say, man, they're faithful. Every Sunday they go to church. You know, in this present world, you know why? Because when you get over there, it ain't going to make no difference. Because you got to do it all here to be rewarded over there. You see, living holy in that world is going to be easy. Because Jesus is going to give us a new body. And we won't have the need for sin and the need for wickedness and the need for all that stuff of the darkness and the devil. We won't need none of that. That'll all be gone. He said, I won't enter into these gates. There won't be none of that in this place. What a place that'll be, amen? Can't wait to go there. But he said right here in this present world, we got to deal with the devil. But he said you can live how? You can live just like this, teaching us to denying ungodliness, worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Here today in this world. And then he gives us one more verse, 13. Kind of says, I'm going to put this to make y'all think about it, to make y'all want to do it. While we're here, we're looking for the blessed hope. What is the blessed hope? That's our ride home. That's what that is. That's our ride home. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now he says, if you'll live holy here and you'll live like you're supposed to here, and just be looking. Your ride's on the way. Just be looking. Soon it's coming. Don't worry. You know, sometimes we get in a place where we go, where is the Lord? Why ain't he come yet? Well, and, you know, that's us. But, you know, the Lord knows exactly when the right time is to come. We don't. He does. You see, there's somebody somewhere in the church this morning might be going to get saved today. Somebody here might be going to get saved today. Somebody down in Alabama, Jeff, or down in Florida, or up in New York might get saved today. You see, the Lord is all over. And the Lord wants all that can come to come. So he says, until he comes, the only thing that matters is people be saved. That's what we're waiting on, that last one to say, I'll go, Lord. Come into my heart, change me, make me different. I love you, Lord. You know, that's what we're waiting on, the last one. You say, look, preacher, don't all this other stuff got to happen? It's already happened. So there's no great earthquake got to happen, Jeff, for the Lord to come. There's no special thing got to happen across the seas for the Lord to come. Only thing that's got to happen is for everybody that's going to come and get saved. You know, how do we know? The Lord knows. I told you, heaven didn't change, did it? He knows exactly who's going to be in heaven. He knows exactly how many's going to be there. I don't know. We'll just say 1,000's going to be there. I think we're at about 990 right now. So about 10 more folks. That's how close we are. Say, well, that's what Paul said. Well, maybe there's only been 10 really since Paul. Who knows? But I'm telling you, the day is close. How do you know? Look at the world. You know, the world's not afraid to sin anymore, are they? They'll do it right in your face and say, how you like that? They don't care anymore. They'll put anything they want on TV today. They don't care. They'll do it. Anything they want. Last night, I was showing Susie a bus that said something about not needing God anymore. Do you remember what it said, Susie? It said something about God not needed anymore, relating to Christmas. On a bigger bus riding through New York. Who needs God's what it said. Who needs God? They don't care anymore.
That's right, Brother Keith.
They don't care. The world don't care. They're not afraid of God. We live in a world that don't care about God, don't even act like there's a God, and they don't worry there's a God.
That's right.
That's where we're at. Our White House don't care there's a God. They're pulling out stuff out of the schools. They don't want God in anything to do with education anymore. The world is turned upside down. They don't care. They're not afraid of God. Let me tell you, one day they will be afraid of God. They may live like there's no God, and a lot of others have lived like there's no God, but they soon find out there was a God. There is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is real. He is alive. He is full of mercy. He is full of grace. He is real. But the world lives like there's no God. And that's hard for us to live in a world that lives like there's no God. Because we live like there's a God. Well, we know there's a God. Jeff don't have to tell me there's a God. I know there's a God. You don't have to tell me. I know there's a God. How you know? I've walked with him. I've cried with him. I've preached with him. I pray with him. I wake up with him daily. I know he's there. He's in my heart. I feel him. I know he's there. You can't convince me there's not a God in this world. I know there's a God in this world. Absolutely know it. But I live in a world that acts like there is no God. And that's sad, isn't it? You know, if we wanted our 401ks to get better, we wanted the stock market to rise, we wanted everything that's wrong, all the automakers are going under, everything's in turmoil, everything's going down. All we need to do as a nation, turn to God. That's all we'd have to do. Anybody don't believe in God, get on a bus and get out. Everybody that loves the Lord, gather together and let's pray to the Lord. I'll tell you what, we'd have so many blessings we couldn't pertain them. We'd have so much money in the banks. We'd have so much blessing in our jobs. Our economy would go sky high. Our whole world would change if we were a nation turned back to God. But we're not going to do that. But if we would, people would see God was real. Every nation that turned to Him, Jeff, in the Bible, they were blessed abundantly. Those that didn't, what happened? Destroyed. We're dying. We're dying. And I'm going to tell you, I know the Lord's coming. He said this, "We who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a what? Peculiar people."
Amen.
I'm trying to get done, Jeff. I don't want to hold y'all long. A peculiar people. I like being different, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. I like sticking out like a sore thumb in a crowd. I work at a second job, and I think everybody there is lost but me. And boy, do I stand out. Half of them drink, do drugs, they cuss, they talk about women, everything in the world. And I'm the only one I believe there that's saved. And I think about sometimes quitting, and then I say, well, if I quit, who's going to tell them? Just last night, God said, you know, you've been here a while, I ain't heard you cuss. I said, I'm different. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm different. I know the Lord. I love the Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, did he walk away.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk to me anymore. Been working with a guy for a year probably. And out of the blue, he just turned and says, I ain't never heard you cuss. And I'm not judging nobody. I said, well, I'm different. I got the Lord. It was a day he would have heard me cuss. But Jesus passed by. Amen. I like the old song, just as I am. He passed by my way just as I was. I wasn't special. I wasn't anything. But he thought I was when he passed by. It's been a long time since I cussed, since I had a beer, since I had those things I used to do. I don't do them no more. But we live in a world where even they say, well, I go to church and drink. I go to church and cuss. I go to church and do this. Whew, I wouldn't want to go to your church.
That's right.
Amen? Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? Every church ain't a church. Because it's got a cross on the roof don't make it a church.
Amen.
If God ain't in it, it's just another building.
Yeah.
If there ain't no standards in the pulpit, it's just another building.
Amen.
I mean, it's time we live like we are Christians. Amen. And not live like the world. It ain't okay to live like the world. Well, brother, you don't know me. Well, God knows you. And God said it ain't okay to live like the world. He said you're peculiar. You're different. Because they do it, don't give you the right to do it. Let them do it. Let them do what they want to do. You ain't going to stop them. God's going to stop them. Do you join them? No, sir. What'd he say? You're peculiar. It's all right to be different. It's okay to say, hey, I don't go that way. I walk a different path.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I used to be that way. Not anymore. You know, they need to know God can change you. The world needs to know God is still in the business of saving and changing lives. He's still able to heal the sick. He's still able to deliver people. He's still able to just do anything God wants to do. He's still able to do that today. Though the world will tell you, God can't do nothing for you. Well, let me tell you what God said. God said, I can do all things and don't have to ask any of you. He's God. He don't ask me or Jeff, can he do so and so? He does it. The world thinks we got to have permission for everything. God said, I'll take care of all things. We got to remember this. We are peculiar. We're not like the world. We're zealous of good works. Zealous, Luke asked me the other day, what's zealous mean? Zealous means you do it with all your heart. You're excited about it. You know what? I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Susie didn't drag me out of bed and say, you got to go. I didn't say, I don't want to go. I said, I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to hear the gospel. I can't wait to hear the songs. I can't wait to be in fellowship with brothers and sisters. Because tomorrow we go back out into the world. But today's the day the Lord has made. And I will rejoice in this day. Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. Not the world. This is the Lord's day. This is the day where we don't worry about anything but the Lord. I'm glad to be here with brothers and sisters. I'm glad to wake up this morning and know I had a good place to go to. I'm glad the Lord is blessing us. We got off the interstate and there was a homeless man down there. And Luke said, where does he live? I said, he doesn't have a home, Luke. Well, what does he eat? I don't know what he eats. You know, kids, they ask 1,000 questions, don't they? But that's why they do it. They want to learn. They want to know. You know what? We all could be homeless this morning if it wasn't for the Lord. All that man needs is Jesus. That's all he needs. Then he's not homeless. He's just passing through. He has a home. He has a place he's going. We all have that. We got to keep our minds in the right frame that though the world is rough, God has got something greater for us. Whoever said it would be easy? I don't remember the preacher saying, let me warn you, it might not be easy, or it will be easy, Jeff. He didn't say that. But he did tell me, the Lord said he'd never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I'll never walk by myself another day. And I'll tell you what, two's better than one. Amen? Two's better than one. Three's even better, isn't it? Four or five, and what? I don't know how many's here, maybe 50, 100. All of us together can make a difference. We don't all work the same place, so we got lots of places to go out and tell people, you know what, the Lord is good. Amen. We can tell people, you know, they ask you, how's it going? It's going great. You know, that's not popular to say today. Most people are saying, it's bad, it's real bad. It's real good, I know the Lord. It's real good today. I'm coming to a close. The Bible said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purifying to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Be excited about God. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. He was pretty serious about that scripture, wasn't he? You know what I think he was saying there? Don't ever get to a place where somebody tries to tell you God ain't good enough. Rebuke them, he says. Exhort this word. No matter how bad it gets, God is greater. No matter how dark it gets, he is brighter. No matter how life is so hard, his grace is sufficient. No matter how bad it is at your house, God is on the way. Say, has that really happened? Let me tell you, I know thousands of stories where people have had nothing. I've had nothing. I've been homeless, no house to go to. And God provided me and my wife a place to stay as the journey went on. I got hurt, couldn't work for a long time, lost a lot, lost everything I had. But God always kept me a roof over my head, kept me a place to live, and had little Luke dragging him around, and everything went fine. Not a problem. Today I have a beautiful house, a beautiful family. God is still providing. But if tomorrow it all goes away, Jeff, he's the same God, I'll have a place to go. I know that. Because God is faithful. He don't change. You know who changes? Me and you. The world has changed. You can sit down with an elder and talk about 50 years ago, Jeff, and they'll tell you it was nothing like this today. I know many people could tell you 50 years ago, shoot, you could say 10 years ago, things is worse today than they were then.
Yeah,
but God don't change. The same today, the same tomorrow, same next week, the same loving God. He said, I'll be with you, I won't forsake you. I'm going to close with one scripture left. If you get a song in your heart already, Bible said over in Matthew, I want to read this. Matthew 26, I believe it is, verse 41. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Matthew 26, verse 41. Believe him, right? Yeah. Watch and pray. You can read the whole scripture if you want, that you enter not into temptation. But mainly I want you to watch and pray. What are we watching for? Watching for the Lord. He's coming. Watching, not letting that devil sneak in. You know, it's easy to be deceived today. Real easy. It's easy for a moment for this world to take you off your guard. It's easy to say, Jeff, Lord, I just don't have time tonight to read or pray. It's easy to say, well, I'm not feeling good. I'm not going to go this week to church or visitation. I just don't feel like doing it anymore. You know what? The devil's got in. The devil has got in. But if we're watching, it ain't so easy for somebody to come in without me seeing them. You know, the Bible related to it said the burglar or the trespasser couldn't come in if we was watching. The thief, I believe it said, Jeff, the thief couldn't come in. You see, if somebody's breaking in the house and I'm sitting there on the front porch watching, he's probably not going to get in the house, is he? If you're sitting here in this present world and not watching, be careful. Be careful. He can come in through the internet at home, on the computers. He comes in through the TVs. He comes into our children's at school. He comes in on our work jobs. He comes in through many different disguises. You know, he ain't red with a pitchfork and two big ears like everybody thinks. That if he's like that, everybody'd see him, wouldn't he? But you know what? He's a man. He's many disguises. But let me tell you, he's mad today. He's real mad. And that's all right with me. But he's mad because the Lord's done told him. Won't be long. Won't be long. The Lord's done told him, you've lost the battle. I built you a place. You know where you're going. And all he's doing is trying to bring us with him. And I tell you what, I don't want to go where he's going. I want no part of the devil. The Bible said, watch and pray. If it's ever been important for you to watch and pray, it's now. We're in that time. I preached last week, Jeff, about waking up out of spiritual sleepness. It is time to wake up. Know the time. One writer said, know the time. Know where, what time it is. Now, I'm not talking about what time it is, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Know the time. Know the time we live in, where there's more evil than there is good, where there's more people living for the world than they are for the Lord. Know the time. The time is wicked. The time is bad. The time we live in today, you cannot let down your guard for 1 second. You must watch and pray at all times. You can't go without the Lord for a second. Why? Because know the time we live in. If you don't agree, you're not looking. Look at this world. I mean, look at it. Divorce rate's over 60% now. More people getting divorced than are staying married. Babies being aborted by the millions a day. No longer is it thousands. It's millions a day. I mean, just look at my little baby back there and imagine the world and the way they are. I don't even know how you can do that without having a conscience. It's unbelievable. It's unreal, the world we live in. I mean, sin is so easy now that the world don't care who sees it, where it goes, or what happens. It's almost like, Jeff, we're afraid to stand up anymore and say, that ain't going to happen no more. You know, it's almost like the world has said, you know, Sex sells everything now. All over the TVs, the billboards. You might got to blindfold your children to drive them to school anymore. The world has went wrong. We've turned from God in every way. And I don't think God's too happy about it, Jeff. And I think God has already shown if we serve the Lord faithfully, if we turn to God, I don't think we'd be in this place we're in financially as a nation. I think we'd have the greatest stock markets, the greatest things in the world. But I think this is just part of the world turning away from God. You know why I'm not worried? Because I didn't turn away from God. And God said, I'm going to take care of those who don't leave me. I'm not going to forget about y'all. So when you see this world, how, and I guess the most shocking thing to me is how it's openly okay now to live in sin in this world. You say, how is that true? Well, you know, there's nothing for them to have gay stuff on TV now, Jeff. 2, 5, and 11, your local channels. Who in the thought in the world they'd have things of the sexuality between men and women on television, on regular TV, and it's okay? It ain't okay.
That's right.
But they think it's okay. It ain't okay. It wasn't okay 10 years ago, and it ain't okay now. But you know, the world don't care what we think. And that's okay. They'll care one day. I don't forget the Lord said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I haven't forgot. Those that don't believe today, they will believe one day. But it'll be too late then. That's why we tell you today's the day of salvation. If we wait to get over there to get right, we'll never get right. It's today you got to get right. Say, well, I don't know what to do. You just come. Just come. Let the Lord deal with you. You know what? I didn't know what to say that day, Jeff, when he passed by. I just came. I don't know if I said a whole lot, cried a lot, but I don't know if I said much. But I don't know. All I know is when I went back, I wasn't the same as I came. You know? The Lord is the Lord today. The Lord is able to take care of us and be with us. I didn't preach this message to scare anybody, because if you got the Lord said, fear not. Fear not, for I am with thee. Said, I am a good place to come in the time of trouble. He said, come unto me, all you that are heavy burdened and laden, I'll give you rest. The Lord said, I am your shelter, I am your buckler, I am your pavilion. I love a pavilion. You know, if it's raining, just come and sit down right under the pavilion. You don't get wet, do you? Well, if it's raining in your life today, come under God's pavilion. If everything's wrong, He can make everything right this morning. If you're hurting, if you're sick, if you need God's blessing, if you need help, if you need encouragement, if you need more faith, He said, pray. Pray that you get more faith. Pray. Whatever you need, I don't have, but He does. Whatever's going on in your life, He already knows. See, God is so wonderful. He's just waiting for you to come so He can give you what He has for you. He's already prepared the table. It's just whether we'll come or not. Jeff, come on around. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I don't know what anyone needs in this church. It's been a while since I've been here. And a lot happens. And a lot happens in a week. And I don't know if everybody's fine, everybody's awesome, and life is great, then hallelujah, we ought to praise this roof off today. But if there's a need, He has the answer. You say, brother, I don't know if I want to come. We all have to come. It's all right to come. You know what it ain't all right to do is stay in your seat and leave the same way you came. You know why? Because your wife don't want you to go home the same way you come. Or your husband don't want you to do this. Or your children need this or that. Wherever we are in life, we know what we need. We need the Lord to make it right. We're living in a world where we can't say, well, we'll do it later. Later may not come. We're living in a time where we can't afford not to be right with the Lord today. Are you sure about that, preacher? Jeff, I'm so sure about that. I'm absolutely positive the Lord could come today, tomorrow, next week. The writer said, watch and pray. If you won't do nothing else, remember this. You're peculiar. You're different. Amen. It's all right too. I hope somebody goes tomorrow and says, I'm different. I'm peculiar. I hope somebody comes up to you tomorrow and reminds you, you don't act like we act. You say, praise God. It's all right to be different. Absolutely wonderful to be different today. I don't know what you need today, but I feel like somebody needs to pray. And I don't want you to be afraid. You know what? The devil wants you to be afraid. He's the one telling you don't come. And there's a whole host of angels just right over here and right over here going, come, come. He loves you. Come. He wants to hold you. Come. He has everything to give you. And then there's the devil that says, don't listen to him. Or it's the devil that says, you're all right. You're good enough. It ain't about you. It's about him. It'll be all right. It'll work out. Not without him, it won't. Not without the Lord, it won't ever work out. You may put a Band-Aid on it, but it'll always be there. But the Lord said he can forgive you of all iniquities. And he said when he forgives you and he takes it away, Jeff, he said he puts it so far away you'll never see it again. Far as the east from the west, he said. You see, the Lord don't bring up the past. The devil does. God ain't never reminded me of things I used to do. He just tells me, press on. As we stand to our feet, if you need the Lord, if you need to pray, maybe you just want to rejoice this morning, you can come. Whatever you need, you come this morning. Don't let the devil steal your joy. I'll say this, and this is it. If the devil's took something from you, it's time you go get it back. You hear me? Everybody hear me on this. If you've lost something, he stole something from you, maybe you used to have your joy and you've lost it. Maybe you used to be more dependable. You lost it. Maybe you used to study your word at home and you don't anymore. Maybe you used to pray 3 times a day, 4 times a day and you don't anymore. Maybe you've took away some things that you used to do. Go to the devil, get them back. They're not his, they're yours. Take back what he's done. Don't let the devil steal your life, your joy. Joy is very big. Don't let him take it from you. As we sing this verse, if you want to come, you come. Turn, Brother Jeff.